Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I am so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Okay, we hear it all the time. Red wine is good for the heart. Every article you seem to look at, every magazine you open, every month it seems there's going to be some plug or push to include red wine. And you know what? The research does show that small amounts of red wine, which happens to be high in a substance called resveratrol, may be good for the artery walls, maybe actually anti-inflammatory to the artery walls. But as with any alcohol recommendation, there's some caution. And so I thought I would take that cautionary look at alcohol to sort of bring some common sense to the discussion of alcohol, because I think sometimes it's just swayed too much in favor of drinking. And people aren't always cautious with their drinking or reasonable with their drinking, and it becomes excessive. So a couple reminders here. First, alcohol is an organic compound, and it's very small in structure. It requires minimal digestion in the stomach, so it really passes right through the stomach into the intestinal tract and is absorbed very quickly into the bloodstream. It's able to cross the blood-brain barrier, so really within minutes, it's making its way into the brain. And so, you know, obviously that's where there can be some consequences if someone is drinking quickly or drinking a lot. It does provide energy, but it's not what we call essential energy. Alcohol is going to have calories to it, but really that's about it. Now, you get calories from protein foods, carbohydrates, and fats, but they also carry other nutrients that we absolutely have to have. The protein foods have amino acids, for example. The carbohydrate foods like grains and fruits and veggies have vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. And even the fats, which carry a fair amount of calories, have certain vitamins that we need and what we call essential fatty acids. But alcohol has none of that. It's just some calories. It may have a benefit to the arteries for anti-inflammatory. So a couple other things here to mention regarding alcohol, just to bring a little bit of reasonable look to it. And I'm going to give you the downside of alcohol, because I'm a registered dietitian. I've been in the field for over 35 years and always connected with a hospital. So we see kind of that downside of things. Alcohol has an addictive side to it. We all know that. We know people maybe who have alcoholism. And it's how they're wired. It tends to run in families. So if there is an addictive behavior in your family, if you have relatives who are alcoholics, if you have any who are drug addicts, if there seems to be this addictive piece to your gene pool, you want to be really, really careful with alcohol, because you don't know if you're carrying that kind of hard wiring in your brain to become addictive to this substance. Alcohol does interact very negatively with a long list of medications. So if you are on any medications, and this really applies to older individuals who might be on 8 to 10 medications, which already can collide, and then you have alcohol, huge problem. So you've got to check with your pharmacist or doctor before you take on any alcohol if you're on medications. If you have any kind of a liver problem, so alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver you hear about, but there are many other liver situations, even a fatty liver, which can eventually lead to non-alcoholic cirrhosis. You want to be cautious. I would say stingy with your alcohol intake. You don't want alcohol in there kind of muddying the waters with the health of your liver. Alcohol intake has been associated with increased stroke risk. So if this is in your gene pool, if your mom or dad had a stroke, if you're at risk for it because you've got high blood pressure, maybe your blood pressure isn't even regulated very well, you ought to be really stingy with alcohol. And then there also is a link between alcohol intake and migraines and severe headaches. So if you suffer from those, but you still include alcohol, you want to rethink that. Alcohol perhaps should be left by the wayside. And then the final health situation you want to mention that has a negative impact with alcohol will be cancer. A lot of different cancers are linked to a higher alcohol intake. Cancer of the breast, for example, cancer of a prostate, esophageal cancer, stomach cancer. So alcohol can initiate cancer cell development. And if you have cancer in your family tree, you really want to be, I would think anyways, cautious and be stingy with your alcohol intake. So what is recommended in this country with the dietary guidelines for alcohol intake? And again, a reminder, these are guidelines that if you choose to drink, they're not recommendations to drink. Okay. So for women, one drink or less per day, not saved up during the week, and consume three or four on Friday night and then the same on Saturday, because that's extremely stressful to all systems of your body, especially your liver. For guys, two drinks or less a day. So again, it's not a recommendation to get that in, but if you do choose to drink, that's the guideline. What's a drink? It's 12 ounces of beer. It's 4 ounces of wine. It's an ounce and a half of hard liquor. You do get calories. That's about all you get actually with alcohol. So a bottle of beer will be between 100 and 150 calories, depending on the beer. Wine for a small glass will be about 120 to 200, again, depending on the type of wine. And a mixed drink is between 125 and 250 calories, depending what it's mixed in. So it does carry a fair amount of calories. But I really think probably the, if you will, issue with alcohol or all the other side pieces to it and how it can have a negative impact in your body. So I think we don't hear enough about it. There are pretty dangerous consequences to overconsumption. There's a very small window of safety with alcohol. And I think with many people, because of their health issues or their age or the medications, there's a really narrow window of safety, and it's probably better not to even include alcohol. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring. Need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly.